Watch, North Carolina man tosses, shoots rabid bobcat after it attacks his wife. By Amy Furr on April 19, 2021. A North Carolina couple had a terrifying encounter with wildlife outside their home in Pender County on April 9. Home surveillance video showed Christy and Happy Wade walking out to their vehicle at their home in Berga as they were getting ready to take their elderly cat, Caroline Faith, to see the veterinarian, Wecht reported. In the clip, Happy said good morning to a neighbor jogging past before setting his cup on the car's hood and commenting that he needed to wash the vehicle. However, in the upper left-hand side of the frame, a bobcat was seen running across the street toward the Wade's home. Moments later, Christy appeared and heard a low growling and screeching before the bobcat attacked her from behind. "Oh my God!" Christy screamed as Happy ran to her aid. His wife suffered several puncture wounds and scratches and was bitten numerous times. Once her husband grabbed the bobcat and held it up in the air away from his face, he moved onto their lawn and said, "Oh my God, it's a bobcat," before throwing the animal into the yard. "I just remember seeing this face and it was trying to bite her right there in the side of the neck," he recalled. "And so I shoved my arm in and that's how I ended up with it like this, above his head." He said the creature bit him three times before he tossed it. When the neighbor rushed over to help, the bobcat ran toward the garage and Happy appeared to take out a small handgun as he chased the animal. Happy, a concealed carry permit holder, decided to shoot the bobcat while neighbors called 911, according to Way. "At one point it kind of made a charge again and I was able to shoot it in the shoulder," he explained. The body was transported to the state lab for testing and tested positive for rabies. The couple is being treated for the virus that is spread to humans through the saliva of an infected animal. Law enforcement officers eventually killed the bobcat and Christy said the animal was already extremely ill. "This animal was very sick and I don't know from experience, but I understand rabies is a very terrible death for an animal," she commented. The couple is thankful they were together when the incident occurred. "He saved my life. I don't know where I'd be or what sort of shape I'd be in had he not been there," Christy said of her husband. "It could have been so much worse. It could have been one of the little girls that lives just a few houses down."